Hachette Audio presents Made in the USA, written by Billy Letts, read by Cassandra Morris.
Part 1, Chapter 1. Ludie McPhee struggled into the too tight red turtleneck, smoothed it across her ribs, then checked herself out in the mirror of the Walmart dressing room. She was almost pretty, but still had the not-quite-finished look of a teenager. Unlined skin dappled with sand-colored freckles, cheeks not quite shed of baby fat, frizzy hair too wild to be tamed by gel or spray. Her hips were as narrow as a boy's, and her feet looked too big for her tiny ankles and spindly legs. But worst of all, she was convinced, not for the first time that day, that her breasts were never going to grow beyond the two walnut-sized bumps on her chest. The best she could hope for was a Wonder Bra, but she doubted even that would perform the miracle she needed. After she got kicked off the gymnastics team, she was free to eat again, whenever, whatever, and as often as she wanted. So she began to satisfy her yearning for chili cheese fries, chocolate malts, double meat hamburgers, coconut cream pie, and banana nut muffins slathered with warm butter. She figured if she'd pile enough weight onto her stick figure body, she'd eventually be able to replace her training bras with triple A's, or maybe even doubles. But it didn't happen. She jumped from 106 pounds to 111 and remained a size 2. But most disappointing of all, the additional 5 pounds didn't go anywhere near the training bra, though if she used the right kind of socks for stuffing, she could pull off a size A. One of the consolations for all the hours she spent in the gym before and after school was the shelf.